Westminster Weekend up next on Abounding Grace Radio. Join us. Pastor Chris Gordon, and on behalf of the Linden United Reformed Church, we bring you Westminster Weekend.
Thanks, Chris. Hi, this is Scott Clark for Westminster Weekend. Today, Pastor Chris Gordon joins the program again to talk about a difficult issue for the Reformed churches. That is the self-described Federal Vision Movement. Over the last 10 years, a movement has developed which has sought to redefine some of the basic Reformation doctrines. Instead of acceptance with God by his undeserved favor alone, through trusting in the finished work of Christ alone, these self-described federal visionists are suggesting that all baptized people are temporarily accepted by God, united to Christ, and elect by virtue of their baptism. And the Reformed churches have spent much of the last 10 years dealing with this issue, and it's coming up again this summer in a variety of ecclesiastical settings, including our own in the United Reformed Churches. Hi, Chris, and welcome back to Westminster Weekend.
Hi, Scott.
So we have our hands full this summer. You and I are ministers in a federation of churches, or United Reformed Churches in North America, and you can find the denominational website at urcna.org and see a little bit about the federation of churches of which your congregation and mine are members. And one of the things that happened in 2007 is that our churches adopted a series of points as a way of explaining to the churches why we stand for the historic and we think biblical Reformed faith over against this federal vision movement. And we've had 3 years to work on it, and you have been a part of a denominational or synodical study committee to work on this, and it's all coming up this summer at the Synod of the URCNA. And just as this takes place, people are beginning to comment on the committee report that you did, and one of the congregations in our federation has published a criticism of the synodical report. So we're here to sort of clue people in and to discuss these issues. So first of all, Chris, what is the Federal Vision Movement, and why should anyone care about it?
Well, I think that's a really good question, especially for our radio listeners. Maybe some of them have never heard about this. And as you mentioned, this movement that has taken place in Reformed and Presbyterian churches over the past 10 years, which, as I'm sure you will discuss, actually goes back quite a bit further to other developments that happened in particular seminaries. But yes, this has been a movement that has challenged many of the classic doctrines and formulations of the historic Christian faith that we have in the Reformed world, that we have put down in our creeds and confessions, that define what it means to be Reformed, that define what it means to, for instance, confess justification by faith alone, or the doctrine of election, or looking at what we mean when we talk about baptism. These things have all been hashed out in the history of the church. They have been discussed, and we have before us documents that tell us what is Reformed, what is Orthodox, and in a subtle way, in a dangerous way, they have redefined many of these terms, stating, of course, that they are Orthodox, stating that they are belong to the classic interpretations, and yet when we look at the outcome of what they are actually saying and the consequences, it is very deviant from the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it ends up denying the key articles of our Christian faith.
Now, a listener who isn't in a Reformed church may be thinking, well, you know, what do I care about this sort of intra-Reformed argument? It sounds like angels dancing on the head of a pin. How do you address that? What do we say to someone who's not in your congregation or in my congregation or in a similar congregation? Why should they care about this issue?
Well, because this strikes at the heart of our gospel. This strikes at the heart of the gospel of justification by grace through faith alone. And I would remind them that they are not, they may say, well, this seems academic for us and not something we're directly faced with. I would remind them that, in the history of the Christian church, key doctrines such as the doctrine of the Trinity and how that was wrestled with and developed and articulated in the early church, there was a figure by the name of Arius who denied that Jesus was true God. And that early problem that was dealt with, it came down to one little iota, one little word to define what we believe concerning the doctrine of the Trinity and what is false doctrine. And I would remind them that, this is very important because it strikes at the heart of what we confess as Christians. When we come to the Federal Vision Movement, we're looking at the article of justification by faith alone. We're looking at that crucial article, how is a sinner right with God? And since that is being challenged, every Christian, regardless of whether they are in Reformed churches or not, should have a great interest in that because that is the basis of our hope.
And the churches today are not hermetically sealed. The World Wide Web makes it possible for everybody to read everything. You don't have to pick up a denominational magazine in order to be influenced by ideas that come from Reformed churches. So it's a little bit sad to have to warn people outside the Reformed churches to be wary of materials that they might read from ostensible Reformed churches, but that's the position we're in. These ideas are spreading across the globe. In fact, I have had reports from people in Eastern Europe and from other parts of the world that these ideas are spreading from North America across the world into, as I say, Eastern Europe and other parts of the globe. So we're not really isolated from each other because of the internet the way we once were. And so if folks think, well, that's a problem that you have over there, we don't have that problem, well, my response is give it 10 minutes. And if you have a young person in college, you have people using the internet in your congregation, there's a good chance that you may have something like this in your congregation before long. And don't you think, Chris, let me ask you a question and see if you agree with us. Isn't there a broader lesson to be learned here about discerning truth from error? Because this is really kind of an acid test for discerning truth from error, because oftentimes the proponents of this movement use orthodox language. They use language that we use. They use language that the churches use and have approved of, but they use it in ways that actually end up working against the truth. Is that a fair summary?
Absolutely, and that's always been the mode of false teachers and false prophets. We look at the very things the scriptures warn us against, and I think of something that John said in 1 John 5, that we are to test the spirits to see whether they be of God. What we're hearing has to be tested, and we have to be good Bereans. We have to discern the truth. And the sad part is what a breeding ground this all is to today to advance false doctrines. We aren't discerning. Doctrine is even a dirty word today to most people. So this is almost the perfect storm to have something like this break open, because we have so many people today who don't care about doctrine anymore, and this is exactly the kind of ground that this stuff breeds in.
You're listening to Westminster Weekend. I'm Scott Clark, and we're talking with Pastor Chris Gordon about a movement called the Federal Vision Movement, which seeks to change some basic Reformation doctrine. Doctrine about how we're right with God, and doctrine about what it means to be elect, and doctrine about what baptism does. And when I come back, I want to put a question to Pastor Gordon about a very important Bible passage in this discussion, and that's John chapter 15, in which our Lord said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser." And he goes on to say that if we abide in him, he will abide in us. And this is one of the central passages to which the proponents of this movement appeal, with the argument that God has done his part in uniting us to himself through baptism. And now it's up to us to do our part. We'll get Pastor Gordon's response to that understanding of John 15 right after this. In the 17th century, John Bunyan gave us the character Mr. Valiant for Truth. In the 20th century, God gave us another Mr. Valiant for Truth, J. Gresham Machen, the founder of Westminster Seminary. The spirit of Machen lives on at Westminster Seminary, California, where for 30 years we've been fulfilling his vision of training men for ministry and preparing them to be expert in the Bible. WSCAL.edu, 888-480-8474. Westminster Seminary, California, for Christ, his gospel, and his church. Pastor, what do you say to those who appeal to John 15 as prima facie evidence that our Lord taught that we're engrafted into him, but we have to cooperate with his grace in order to retain that engrafting that we've been given in baptism? Isn't that what Jesus says in John 15?
This is a very crucial question and a crucial text to consider. You know, the Reformed answered this. The Reformed answered this by talking about the double benefit of our salvation, that when God justifies a sinner, they're united to Christ by faith alone, there will be fruit that follows. That is something that is also a gift of grace, and that the true Christian who is truly in Christ will bear fruit. But they're saying something totally different. They're saying that our remaining in the vine is dependent upon our good works, and we could actually be grafted into Christ, and then if we don't remain by our good works, we could be cut off. That is a fundamentally different doctrine. That is a strange doctrine. That is not something that has been confessed in Reformed churches. And the danger about that, the danger is where they say this grafting in comes from, this union. And they speak in terms of it coming not by faith alone, but by baptism. So that they will speak of two kinds of election, that there is a temporary provisional election through the act of baptism that everyone receives. They'll use the catch language of decretal election. Well, we don't say the decretal elect can lose it, but they will say that the temporary elect can lose it. What's striking about that statement is what they believe happens through baptism. All of the recipients of baptism receive everything that baptism signifies. So they teach that all the benefits, justification, adoption, all these benefits are given through the act of baptism, and then if you don't do your part, you can be cut off. That is fundamentally a different gospel, and the different gospel that the apostle warns of in the book of Galatians.
How does Romans 2:28 help us to analyze this problem and to respond to the Federal Vision movement?
Romans 2:28 is a wonderful text because it makes a fundamental distinction between those who are inwardly and have the substance of the covenant given and those who are only externally in that covenantal relationship, those who have the actual substance. So he talks about this inward and external distinction there. A true Jew is one inwardly, and that's by the Spirit, not by the letter. So that distinction is very important to maintain, that in the covenantal relationship, that there are those who have the substance and then those who are only legal or externally connected to that.
In Romans 9, Paul distinguishes between Jacob and Esau. What is it, according to Romans 9, that distinguishes between Jacob and Esau? We'll give Pastor Gordon a chance to answer that question next week, so be sure to listen. That's it for Westminster Weekend. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join us again next week, same time, same station, for part two of our discussion about the Federal Vision Movement.
Westminster Weekend was brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. Join us for worship. 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. are the worship service times on the Lord's Day. You can visit us on the web at lindenurc.com, or you can give us a call, 360-318-0429. Thank you for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.